Here's what this weirdo that directed the Tranny Mammy movie says about Shape of Water. Quote, Shape of Water is a love letter to love and a love declaration for cinema. And Guillermo changed the paradigm of the monster tale because no monster or princess has to change. Get it? No, if you're a princess, really a prince, you don't have to change. If you're a monster, oh, no, no, we accept you the way we love you, just the way you are. You're Billy Joel playing in the background. The only real transformation comes from within by loving and accepting each other as they are. You know, this is really getting out of control. I do not love and accept female porn actresses as they are, Alejandro. Neither should you. I do not love and accept male 17-year-old, 43-year-old males chasing 18-year-old girls around as if they're 17 and lusting after them, and neither should you. Now, I may love the fact that they have an immortal, eternal soul and pray for its salvation, but I don't love them, and I don't love that, and neither should you. This idea here that, well, our Lord commanded us. He did not command you to embrace the diabolical. He did not. But this is what happens when you have a perversion of the truth. What is truth? Conformity of the mind or reality? What is reality? Reality is there are no amphibious gill men running around hiding in women's bathrooms. They have relations with them. If there are, it's not a gill man, it's a demon. I continue. A film that loves without conditions, the marginalized, the rejects, those beings that are different. Oh, so now monsters aren't, they're just misunderstood. We should now love monsters. You see how the flight away from reality now begins to distort reality in a very dangerous fashion? Here's what I want you to do, Alejandro. You sound like you're South American. I want you to go out in the Amazon jungle and go find an anaconda in a reed pond. And I want you to go walking around and making a lot of noise. And when the anaconda rises up behind you, I want you to turn around and give it a hug. It is a perfect villain that embodies those ideologies from the past, but are so relevant, recycled, or even more dangerous today. Yes, truth is dangerous. The fear of the otherness, blinded by fear and ignorance. He cannot see the others for what they really are, but loses control and reason with the idea they represent for him. In other words, concludes Rodrere, you can have sex with anyone or anything you want because love is love and love wins.